Currently, there are some 2,000 NAU students who live on campus and are registered to vote. That number has gone up significantly since the primaries due to the work of various organizations on campus. Jason Kordosky is the Arizona coordinator for the Campus Vote Project. While he says registration efforts were successful, he'd like to see the university do more to boost numbers.
There could maybe be some more institutional efforts, such as allowing voter registration at orientation. A lot of universities across the country do that, or having voter registration forms in the student ID office.
Kordosky says many NAU students are registered to vote in Coconino County instead of their home districts. However, due to the dual-track voting system, most out-of-state students will only be able to vote in the first congressional district race and will have to provide additional identification besides their state ID.
They will need an Arizona ID, or they will need an out-of-state ID, photo ID, and then an additional form of ID that does not have to be photo.
A student ID does not count as additional identification, but a voter registration card does. A polling place for NAU students who live on campus will be set up in the University Union. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Justin Regan in Flagstaff.